We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmie head girls basketball coach Derek Varner. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on the new job here at Belmont Clemmie. It's fun to have another coach in the area. I know, I understand that you're locally, as you're originally from Northwood, Kensett. Tell us a little bit about yourself here on the Coach's Show, Coach.
Yeah, well, I started coaching over at Storm Lake St. Mary's. I was over there for 5 years. We started the program there. Started off a little rough. Won 4 games my first year. Won 7 the next, 11 the next. In our last 2 years, we found a lot of success with the same core group of kids that I picked up in my second year, and won 19 and then 22 last year. So one game shy of making it to the state. So had a lot of fun over there. And my wife and I we had a baby in September, and so we kind of knew that last year, and we wanted to get a little bit closer to family. So I was looking for a job that could get a little bit closer to Northwood, and she could get a little bit closer to Des Moines. But I didn't want to give up coaching girls basketball. So Belmont was just kind of the perfect fit there. They had a PE or a physical education job and a girls basketball job, and it was kind of a perfect fit.
And Coach, you guys got your first game underway as you guys took on Lake Mills last night. And Lake Mills team that, Lake Mills and Belmont have been pretty evenly matched over the last couple of years and had some pretty good basketball games. And seems like it was again last night as Lake Mills races out to an early 16-9 lead at the end of the first quarter. But your team comes screaming back, outscoring them 21-11 in the second quarter, and you're able to control the rest of the game to win 54-46. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
Yeah, we were really happy with the girls, how they responded, getting down early. You know, Lake Mills had a game under their belt. They played Newman, high-scoring game. I think there's 162 points scored that game. So they kind of got their nerves already out of the way, and we're playing our first game, and it's a lot of new. It's a lot of new, a whole new coaching staff for our girls, all new, and a whole new system. Different defense, different offense, different X's and O's, things like that. And I think our girls were really, really nervous to start that game. So I'm glad to see that when we got down early, when we faced a little bit of adversity, that we responded to that. And we settled in and we started to play our game and take our shots, kind of do the things that we talked about that we wanted to do. And really happy with their performance. Lake Mills they were a well-coached team. They have that Vonick girl. She's an extremely good basketball player, great shooter. The coaches use her well. It's a tough offense to stop. They're constantly putting pressure on the defense, driving off a screen, and it's hard to defend those drives. She's a quick little guard, and she kept getting our girls into foul trouble, and we struggled with that. We struggled to defend her, but it was a really fun game to coach. It was a chess match.
You know, when you talked to me a couple of weeks ago, you talked about defense, how defense was going to be a staple for your team. Well, a Lake Mills team that, as you mentioned, in their opener scored 80 points, losing 80-82. You held them to a little over half of that, 46 points last night. What worked so well defensively for your team?
Well, once we settled in a little bit, we gave up, I think, 16 points there in the first quarter. They were making their shots. They were banking in some threes, and they were hitting their shots, and we were in their face. And then the second quarter, we kind of started to figure some things out a little bit. But I think the thing that helped us out the most was going to a 2-3 zone there in the second half. Once we got into foul trouble, and we had to take a couple of our starters out, we were forced to go to a 2-3, which actually I thought we looked really, really good in. And they seemed to not be able to drive the ball quite as much. We have a lot of length. Our girls are taller, 5'10", long arms, and and that can make up for a pretty good zone. So,
Coach, offensively, 54 points, is that something you're happy with? Is that the kind of the number you want to be at? What worked well for your offense last night?
Yeah, I think if any time we can score above 50, I think we'll be winning most games. Gaddy had 29 last night. I was really happy with Kaylee Coolers getting into double digits with 10. We're going to need her to step up offensively a lot this year. We need a big post presence. I expect that we'll see a lot of zone this year, and having that post presence can really help out.
Coach, let's talk about your next couple of weeks now. What do you guys do now to continue to keep getting better? You're going to play some good teams. Going to jump back into conference play over the next couple of weeks. What does the team got to continue to do?
I mean, I like to just focus on one game at a time. I don't look ahead too much. I know we have a busy schedule ahead. We have a lot of games before Christmas break. We play Central Springs on Monday, so today and tomorrow, that's what I'm focused on is Central Springs. Formulating a game plan with not a lot of turnaround. We obviously don't have a practice before that. So it'll be just taking it one game at a time.
Central Springs on Monday, followed by Eagle Grove, kind of a little bit of a rivalry there for your team on Tuesday night, and then Friday taking on Garner Hayfield Ventura team. So, yeah, a lot of games for your team coming up next week. And as you mentioned, then you guys will go into matchups with teams such as Bishop Garrigan. You've got that game in a couple of weeks. North Union, another really good basketball team. So a lot of good teams coming up here for the Broncos, and should be an exciting time for Belmont Clemmy as they pick up their opening night victory 54-46 over Lake Mills. First game of the season, first game under new head coach Derek Farner. Coach, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
That was Belmont Clemmy head girls basketball coach Derek Farner.